ready. I'm rough and ready. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm crazy. I'm nuts. I'm sorry about that. I'm ready. I'm really ready. I'm so excited. I'm extremely excited. Shit. I just wet my Fruit of the Loomies when piss comes to shove. Hello, my beloved radio podcast listening audience. You ain't heard nothing yet. Hello, fucks. I'm sorry, Freudian slip. I didn't mean that. Shit, fuck. Oh, I did it again. I'm sorry. Just a little nervous here. It's that time, everybody, to wiggle your jello and handle your chicken. Choke of struck luck. Wiggle your chicken. In turn, time to ring your ding dong and tune up, ladies. Tune up your meat thermometers to the red zone. Tonight, you might have to dish out a 15-inch tube steak for dinner. Always, my friends, read your manual. Do what the manual says, not Manuel Senorita Estrella. Try doing it the old-fashioned way for a change, doggy style, or put a smile and happy face on your hubby. Let him go through your back porch with Vaseline. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Come on, it's no fun without the Dick and Jane book or the Bible of Paradise. Scream for joy. Get a fake toy. Zigzag out and zigzag in and use your stash and use some zigzags. Get excited. You're listening to Chickster's Nest. Studios.
You're listening
ladies
to
and germs. Ladies and
Skid
Gentilia. Ladies and Gentilia. And ladies with Merkenstocks and men with jocks and rocks showing their COX. Yes, leaping lizards, frogs, and figs. My peony wants to do a jig. I'm big. Sorry, Oscar Mayer. I'm just a teeny weeny. I'm sorry, Granny. I didn't mean to squirt mayo in your one eye. You should have had a glass eye. I would have gladly have given you Windex. I mean, Windex. Oh, it's that time for Chickster's Nest, SkidRowStudios.com. Around the globe, through the airways, Lesbo and byways and highways and biplane, lesbian time, coast to coast. I'm telling you, this podcast is wonderful. Skid Row Studios. Built with integrity, right in downtown L.A., with slumlords, gaylords, and mental wards. Yes, the Chickster's here! I'm inside the membrane! I'm inside the membrane! Oh, get me a Fizrin, somebody help! I'm your master of ceremonies. Some people call me Bates Masters. Yes, my friends, it takes balls to be up here and dicks to push me down. Up, 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 up. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm telling you, I'm insane in the membrane. Welcome, everybody in podcast land. And you know what time it is. It's time for Chickster's Nest in living color. In new, vivid black and white, silhouette, the new technique of the modern age. Hello, the Brass Ball Society in Pismo Beach, the Tutu Fuck Yourself Club in Nashville, Tennessee. Hello to the Vagina Snatch Snatchers Society in Jacksonville, Florida. Hello to the Benet Leg and Drink It Club in New Orleans. Hello to the Mad Piz Pismo Beach Club. The Shaveless Pussy Club in Palm Springs. The Reseda Hairline Club. The Chinatown Chicken Choking Club. The Blowtorch Club in Culver City and Blow It Out of Your Ass Club in Torrance. The West Virginia Fart Smellers Association.
The Spanky Yankee Club in Brooklyn, New York.
The Hoboken, New Jersey Penis Cement Godfather Club, the Tijuana Backass Jackass Club, Eat Gina Club in Ensenada and Tijuana, including the Frijoli Digestible Club, the Chicago Bear Twat Bowling Club, the Crooked Penis Dice Club in Sparks, Nevada, and the Mustang Ranch Sally Club, the Snatch Clubs in Alaska, the Cactus Prickly Asshole Club in Death Valley, the Painted Asshole Mountain in Palm Springs Club, the Hollywood You Walk a Fuck Club, the Hawaiian Vagina Poi Club, the Tickle Willie Club in Santa Monica, the Bates Masters Club in Beverly Hills, the Waldo Dildo Club in New Hampshire, and the Bodum Scrotum Club of the Pussies. Yes, my global friends. It's only me. I should be nicknamed Peanut Butter. I'm half nuts. I'm crazy. I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore. Oh, Acerol Casserole was his name. But since his divorce, he was never the same. And when Casserole flocked up, he always took the blame, always acted lame. He just wasn't the same. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame. Acerol Casserole was making a veggie casserole. He chopped up scallions, onions, eggplants, carrots, and peas. It just so happened that his assistant chef started to sneeze. And geez Louise, mucus membrane went down casserole's knees. And the assistant chef wiped it off with ease, with a dirty rag that smelled like moldy cheese. And then the assistant chef peed right into Acerol's casseroles and tea. And Casserole said, "You're fired, please flee, and give me back my chef's mock with pee." But the owner, Chef Ramsay, said, "Casserole was the blame, you're fired." And Casserole, hit or miss, couldn't even piss himself. So he got out the salad bowl and hit Ramsay in the head. Casserole quit and said, "I'm not taking your shit." As Ramsay started to spit and Casserole tore him to bits. Casserole was never the same, but he got back to his wife and said, "Honey, I'm sorry, but I was the blame." And he kissed his wife and he said, "I've come down to earth. Besides, it's every day, and I love you, and you do something to me." I'm crazy. I'm insane. I'm insane in the membrane. I can't take this anymore. I'm going nuts. I'm insane.
something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live beneath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well.
Something to me, all right. Hey, listen, babe, I just want to tell you that you're listening to Chichester's Nest, skidrowstudios.com. You got it? You got any questions? Call 1-800-893-9562. Back to the Chichester. Yes, thanks. Thanks, Bogue. Happy Earth Day, everybody. And speaking of Earth Day, how come Smokey the Bear's wife can't bear any children? Every time she gets hot, he hits her over the head with a shovel. Yes, happy Earth Day. Don't ever send a man window shopping. He'll come back carrying a window. Don't worry if you're a kleptomaniac. You could take something for it. Don't worry about people stealing an idea. If it's an original, you'll have to ram it down their throats. Don't compromise yourself. You've all you got. Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant. Don't blame God. He's only human. And now when piss comes to shove, ladies and gentlemen, the small urinals were a ridiculous 4 inches from the floor in length. At the height, even a dwarf would have to crouch to stay on target. Yes, Castle Island, Boston, Massachusetts. What a horrible bathroom here. It's dirty, it's smelling, it stinks. A wet floor. I almost felt dirtier coming out than I did going in. And, this is from Syracuse, New York. A unique bathroom. Instead of urinating into a urinal, you'll urinate on the wall. It trickles down the wall into a small little area, and it carries the urine to God knows where. The small framed photos of pasta dishes hanging from the urinals above the chef's kitchen where we had to pee was, it was pretty nice. And now it's time, ladies and gentlemen, Pencil Neck Limericks by Pencil Neck Geeks. There once was a man from Racine who invented a screwing machine. Concave or convex, it would do either sex, but on what a bastard it had to clean. There once was a man from St. Clair who tried to make love on the stair. The banister broke, so he doubled his stroke and finished her off in the air. There was a young man named Snodgrass whose balls were made out of brass. He knocked them together as he sang Stormy Weather while lighting a flue out of his ass. There once was a lass from Madgrass who had a delightfully wonderful ass, not rounded and pink as you probably think. It was gray, had long ears, and ate grass. There were three gals in Birmingham who had a scandal concerning them. They lifted the frock and played with the cock of the bishop while he was confirming them. Now, the bishop was nobody's fool because he was raised in a good private school. So he lowered his britches and boogered those bitches with his 10-inch Episcopal tool, while an old woman in a pew made his face turn a dark shade of blue, saying, "The vicar is quicker, slicker and thicker, longer and stronger than you." There was an old fellow named Bliss whose sex life was strangely amiss, for even with Venus, his reluctant penis would seldomly stand up like this. La, 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 la.
On part en mission. Avec du son d'exception, dissection sur beat, nos espions sont en faction, vase de Pokémon. Voici un flow dingo comme le parti communiste de Monaco. Moi je suis un Gandhi, dandy d'où tel sucre candy, Fendi en la foule avec une paire de lunettes Fendi. Le B.A.B.A. des bases à Casablanca, tandis que toutes nos bases ont un visa NASA. Appelle-moi Mao, Mao, première asiatique couleur cacao. Né à Macao, Tao, Dieto, Dao, Tekao. Pé, Awar, Zazat, Waga, Tizi, Ouzou, faut blaser les blazes, zigzaguer tel Zizou, Zizou. Bouge ton body, Annie Cordy, Jordi, j'arrive, tel Berry Gordy. Déjeuner l'ec, faut que ça pète jusqu'en discothèque. Je dis 9 respect, si ça cloue le bec de loose bec. Et quand je prends ce que l'on appelle le mic, quand je marque autant de points qu'il y a de zéro dans les sables de marque. Animal, animé, dame de luminosité, c'est en nervosité que j'ai clamé, moins d'animosité. Donc shalom, salam, pépis, jette le caïd, il met la Moïse, j'ouvre la mer avec du son wicked. On avance dans la danse avec cette théorie. Si je perds ma carte orange, je la recherche en taxi. Move up, rag I'm off in pom pom. Saute sur le beat comme le font les pom pom. De Copacabana à Tacabana au Canada, en passant par la Havana, on veut entendre la, la, la. Quand je dégosse en short, au temps du Solex, on regardait son âge au fond d'un verre d'Uralex. C'est dans du coton qu'on faisait pousser les haricots. L'acteur c'était Darico, Lotto, Bruno Fuego. On avait tous la banane comme Dick Rivers, tandis que moi j'écoutais le son des Kings of the Universe. Jingalingaling, ratatatam, tout shy shy, hush hush, plus le son des tam tam. Artiste optimiste de Paris métropolis, comme jadis je kiffe le son piste d'Addis à Abyss. L'original style au-delà du bla bla bla, laisse des ga 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 avec des la la la.
Yes, L.A., which is actually La 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 La. That was MC Solar. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chickster's Nest. You know that Chickster. I'm inside of the membrane. I'm inside. I can't take this no more. I'm inside. The white coats are coming. The white coats are coming. Oh, boy. I'm just trying to get back to Earth here. Yes. Happy Earth Day, folks. My optic tree surgeon named Lee trapped an agile young wench in a tree. She yelled, "Move your whopper, you careless limb lopper. That's a moss-covered knothole, not me." What's black and white and goes round and round? A zebra stuck in a revolving door. What do you call a donkey with three legs? A walkie. Where do you get virgin wool from? Ugly sheep. Two hamburgers walked into a bar. The bartender said, "Sorry, we don't serve food." Oh, excuse me, folks. I'm just tickled pink. I'm sorry. Some folks choke the chicken and others choke the hand that feeds them. And now, quotes that are out the door. You know, from Al Gore. NASA, having your space is still a high priority. Quite frankly, teachers are the only profession that teach our children. It isn't pollution that's harming the environment. It's the impurities in our air and water that are doing it. Oh, that was from Al Gore. Al Gore has some more here. I stand by all the misstatements that I've made. The future will be better tomorrow. I've made good judgments in the past. I've made good judgments, I think, in the future. Oh, that's Al Gore. Here we go. And here's some sins that we can go over. Sins and bucket bags. Tight pants with straight legs. Washable with soap and water as opposed to requiring dry cleaning. That's sensible. A wok. A bowl-shaped Chinese frying pan. By the 1970s, they were known as woks. Tony Curtis, a haircut that mimics the one worn by the actor. Comb back on the sides and forward in the front. Bottle guts, a person who loses their bottle and loses their nerve. A beatnik, a member of the artistic beat generation. A neatnik, someone who's obviously neat. Sack dress, a short dress that doesn't gather at the waist and it looks like a sack. A rabbit, to talk continuously and to babble. Okay, you're listening to Chickster's Nest on SkidRowRadio.com. If you have any questions, if you want to talk to the crazy man, you call 1-800-893-9562. Okay, an accident really uncanny occurred to my elderly granny. She sat down in a chair while her false teeth lay there and bit herself right in the fanny. A painter who came from Great Britain escorted two girls who were knitting. He said with a sigh, "That park bench, well, I just painted it right where you're sitting." A funny old bird is the pelican. His beak holds more than his bellican. He can take it in his beak, enough food for a week. I'm damned if I know how the helican. There was a young lady who tried a diet of apples and died. The unfortunate miss really perished of this. Too much inside her. There was an old man from Nantucket who kept all his cash in a bucket. His daughter's name Nan ran away with a man. And as far as the bucket, Nantucket, it isn't here. She can only say, "Fuck it." A daring young lady of Guam observed, "The Pacific's so calm. I'll swim out for a lark. She might meet a large shark. Let us now sing the 90th Psalm." A man with a surname of Beebe wished to marry a lady named Phoebe, but he said, I must see with the minister's Phoebe before Phoebe be Phoebe be Phoebe. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster. This is Chickster's Nest. And I dated a beautiful set of Siamese twins at one time. And I couldn't make up my mind. I couldn't make up my mind who to kiss first. But anyway, it's Earth Day, and I just strolled along and took my walk. Tiptoe through the tulips. That's, you know, Tiny Tim. Yes, I always, as a kid, I couldn't swim. I took small little steps and tried a little wading pool at one time. But Tiny Tim was quite remarkable and quite different. And don't forget, everybody, coming up right after, up to the minute, last second news, is the lovely and talented Una Moon with the astrological forecast. And some words of wisdom. And Una will try to sing again. Last week she was horse. Today she's chicken. And besides, I love the moon. So don't go to the bathroom. You don't want to miss this shit. It's that time, and here's Claustrophobia with up to the minute, last second news. Hello, ladies, Waldos, dildos, and brainless. The weird and the dead and the dreadful. Welcome to up to the minute, last second news. And this, my friends, is Claustrophobia, your correspondent. I'm the diaper man, the good humor man, the fur pie man, and the newsman, delivering it all to you. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep, and Charlie Chaplin never made a peep, and the Hollywood sign would be an honor to keep. And I wish to hell Harpo would speak. And in the ring, Muhammad Ali didn't even weep. And Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep. And on the freeway, not now. And on the free, I said not now.
You son of a bitch!
Sorry, folks, I got a little carried away. I was trying to say that the Angelinos beep. And some people like to creep. Flash in the pants. Will you stop trying to fuck me? I'm sorry, folks. I got a little carried away. Flash! Let's try this. This just in. Flubbered headlines. Okay. San Francisco. Groom bites bride of 4 months. Yes, folks. Dumped fish. They remain upset. Houston, Texas. Woman not injured by cookie. Vancouver. Seattle, Washington. Nude scene done. Tastefully in radio play. Cleveland, Ohio. Diaper market bottoms out. Cairo, Egypt. Ancient blonde corpse raises questions. Salt Lake City, Utah. Lawyer calls soul as a witness. And that's the way it is. Ladies and gentlemen, goodbye, good riddance, curtains, everybody. I'm sorry about the confusion a little earlier. I had some questions here. Somebody was... Will you shut up? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's go on to Una's theme song and Una Mars... Una moon, you know, Una stars. Yeah, it is the moon. I'm sorry about that. Thank you.
the glamorous. Your eyes held a tender light,
yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama last night.
Oh, by the teasing,
I never planned in my imagination a
situation
so heavenly,
heavenly,
a fairy land where no one else could enter,
could enter.
And in the center,
yes,
just you and me. Like a hammer,
hammer, hammer.
My arms wound around you tight,
oh, yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama,
yeah,
last night.
I never planned my imagination, situation, so heavenly,
so heavenly,
fairyland where no one else could enter, in the center, just you and me.
Beat like a hammer.
Beat like a hammer.
My arms wound around you tight.
Ba 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 ba, yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama last night.
Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster, on behalf of the Chickster's Nest podcast here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California. Now we have entered the sign of Taurus. For all of you with a birthday today, April 21st, happy birthday and happy Earth Day. You will have many blessings to count. And even better than that is the fact that these seem to be the blessings you most need. 4, 19, 26, 45 are your lucky numbers. Taurus is the sign of the zodiac concerned with the earth and being good stewards of the earth. Unfortunately, more and more people are losing touch with nature, staying indoors, focused on technological toys rather than opening themselves to the healing influence of Mother Nature. Taurus is a good time to turn off computers and TVs, put away our iPhones, and just go outside. Taurus wants to find peace, and that means knowing what she values. That's probably why Earth Day was established at the very beginning of the sign of Taurus. Taurus is the sign where we bring the fire and passion of Aries into manifestation. The first spark of life wants to manifest, and Taurus knows how to do it. But first, Taurus helps us develop a sense of self, worth, and values, because we need to know what we want to build with the fires of life. If we remain unconscious of our Taurus energies, we get swept away by our cultural values and measurements of self-worth. Consumer capitalism, at its worst, gives rise to greed and the need for more stuff to prove our worth. When Taurus is conscious, she appreciates fine workmanship and beauty. One beautifully made skirt is worth more than three skirts on sale to a Taurus. She knows what someone or something is worth. And being Venus ruled, She wants only the best. Perhaps if we set our eye on one beautiful thing, we'll take better care of it and be proud to wear it. So this Earth Day, think about what is best, not only for yourself, but for the world. We have the intelligence, the creativity, and the resources to make heaven on earth. That is all that Taurus asks for. I'd like to give you a very simple ecology survey, and this should provide you with some things to think about later. Ask yourself the following questions. I use both sides of my paper. I reuse paper bags and glass and plastic containers. I turn off the water while brushing my teeth. I pick up litter when I see it, even if it's not mine. I take short showers instead of baths. I turn off lights, televisions, and so forth when I am the last person to leave the room. I recycle newspapers, glass, aluminum, and plastic. I donate old clothes and toys to charitable groups rather than throw them away. I cut six-pack rings before throwing them away so they will not pose a threat to marine life. And last but not least, I think about what I want before I open the refrigerator door so I can close it again quickly. I'd like to read a little poem by Shel Silverstein called The Oak and the Rose. An oak tree and a rose bush grew, young and green together, talking the talk of growing things, wind and water and weather. And while the rose bush sweetly bloomed, the oak tree grew so high that now it spoke of newer things, eagles, mountain peaks, and sky. I guess you think you're pretty great, the rose was heard to cry, screaming as loud as it possibly could to the treetop in the sky. And you have no time for flower talk now that you've grown so tall. It's not so much that I've grown, said the tree, it's just that you've stayed so small. Before I go, I want you to all remember to put your zip code on all the recycled cards you are about to send your friends and loved ones. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. He's insane in the membrane. Sane in the membrane. Chickster's insane, insane in the membrane. Here is the Chickster.
Let me catch my breath. Okay, I got it. Folks, you're listening to Chickster's Nest. This is SkidRowStudios.com, and my name is the Crazy Chickster. You got it! Huh. There once was a man from Peru who fell asleep in a rainforest on a canoe. While dreaming of Venus, he stroked his penis and woke up all covered in goo. I hold my hand the earth, the waters of the land by birth. While it is all covered in grime, I try to decide if I should toss it aside. Then no, I don't know what it's worth. Some think we're stuck in the sewer. However, be it oil or slime, my clementine, I know flowers still bloom from manure. Mother Nature was visiting Wheeling, but due to bad whatever, she had a funny feeling. She'd lay on her back and tickled her crack and pissed all over the ceiling. Mary had a little sheep, and with this sheep, she started to sleep. The sheep turned out to be a ram, and Mary had a little lamb. And now it's time, boys and girls, ladies and gentilia, for fighting words. War is cruelty. There's no use trying to reform it. The crueler it is, the sooner it will be over. I prefer 50,000 rifles to 50,000 votes. That was by Benito Mussolini. I want you to remember that no son of a bitch ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. Senator George S. Patton. Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Mao Zedong. In war, you win or lose, live or die, and the difference is an eyelash. That was General Douglas MacArthur. There are in front of us, behind us, and we are all flanked on both sides by the enemy that outnumbers us 29-1. They can't get away from us now, General Chesty Puller. Do not forget your big guns, the most respected arguments of the rights of kings. Frederick the Great said that one. Loony laws. Yes, Maine law states that you may not catch a lobster with your bare hands, folks. In Stockton, California, it's illegal to wiggle while you dance. In Arizona, donkeys may not, by law, sleep in bathtubs. In Paulding, Ohio, it's legal for a police officer to bite a dog. How many people in Victoria, Australia, does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but he has to be a licensed electrician. In Mesquite, Texas, children are prohibited from having unusual haircuts. Okay, my friends, there once was a man from Peru who fell asleep in a rainforest, unglued. Yes, yes, that's familiar to me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that, I went to a penis ballologist and had everything checked out. I'm okay. I also had my eyeballs checked out, and everything was okay. And her name was Eliza Mallow.
Via, via, vieni via di qui. Niente più ti lega a questi luoghi, neanche questi fiori azzurri. Via, via, neanche questo tempo grigio, pieno di musica e di uomini che ti son piaciuti. It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Good luck, my baby, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. I'd remove you, chips, chips. Da-ti-do-di-doo, chi-boom, chi-boom-boom. Da-ti-do-di-doo, chi-boom, chi-boom-boom. Da-ti-do-di-doo. Via, via, vieni via con me. Entra in questo amore buio, non perderti per niente al mondo. Via, via, non perderti per niente al mondo. Lo spettacolo d'arte varia di uno innamorato di te. Yeah. It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Good luck, my baby, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, it's wonderful. I dream of you, chips, chips, chips. Da-ti-do-di-doo, chi-boom, chi-boom-boom. Da-ti-do-di-doo, chi-boom, chi-boom-boom. Da-ti-do-di-doo. Via, via, vieni via con me. Entra in questo amore buio, pieno di uomini. Via, via, e tre fatti un bagno caldo. C'è un accappatoio azzurro, fuori piove un mondo freddo. It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Good luck, my baby, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, it's wonderful. I dream of you, chips, chips. Da-ti-do-di-do, chi-bum, chi-bum-bum. Da-ti-do-di-do, chi-bum, chi-bum-bum. Da-ti-do-di-do.
Yeah, Eliezer by Paolo Conte. This is the Chickster, and it's nice having you, my listening audience here. SkidRowStudios.kind.com. Should be kind. Anyway, you know, you folks are what makes this show go on and on. And once in a while, you know, you should give the Chickster a call. I don't have bad breath or bad germs. I'm at 800-893-9562. Skid Row Studios, right in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. Here are some Earth Day quotes and sayings. Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain for strip-minded mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea. That was by George Carlin. We do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. And till now, man has been up against nature. From now on, he will be up against his own nature. Suburbia is where the developer of bulldozers come out of trees. Then they name the streets after him. And till now, man has been up against nature. From now on, he'll be up against his own nature. Man must feel the earth to know himself and recognize his values. God made life simple. It is man who complicates things. You can be suspicious of a tree or accuse a bird or a squirrel of supervision or challenge the ideology of a violet. Humanity is on the march. Earth itself is left behind. Now, ladies and gentlemen, just give me a penny for your thoughts.
This little penny is to wish on and make your wishes come true. This little penny is to dream on and dream of all you can do. This little penny is a dancing penny. See how it glitters and it glows, as bright as a whistle, light as a thistle, quick, quick as a wink, up on its twinkling toes. Oh, this little penny is to laugh on, to see that tears never fall. This little penny is the last little penny, and most important of all, for this penny is to love on. And where love is, heaven is there. So with just 5 pennies, if they're these 5 pennies, you'll be a millionaire. Just 5 pennies, if they're these 5 pennies, you'll be a millionaire.
Oh, hi, folks. I'm just flipping a penny Heads or tails? I always get heads. Hello once again. It's so nice to talk to you, my lovely listening audience. It's nice to talk to anybody sometimes, but you guys have a wonderful ear. Hello, folks. Folks, that's a Freudian slip, huh? This is your wonderful host, and I'm so happy to be here. Libra Raunchy, but you can call me Cucaracha. I guess I got you, didn't I? I just vacuumed, and I made myself the Last Supper. I thought I was a wise man. Oh, well. You know, my Steinway piano, I wanted to take it to Earl Scheib. You know, I visualize my piano painted red, bright red. I think it would be different, you know. I'm tickled pink. I should have sprayed myself. But, you know, what can you do, folks? You know, it's a beautiful day. It's Earth Day. And, you know, I'm very much down to earth, as you know, you know. I just want to say this before I say goodbye to you. Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. I love you. I really love you, folks. You know, I'm in a great mood. Miraculously funny. You know, I'm really in a great mood. You know, the chicks is crazy, but maybe somehow I'm crazy. How are you? Listen, before I go, I just want to say Una Moon is back, and she has some things she wants to say to you. Here she is.
Hello again. This is Una Moon, bringing you some special poems about Earth Day. The sky is high and the ocean is deep, but we can't treat the planet like a garbage heap. Don't wreck it, protect it, keep part of it wild, and think about the future of your great-grandchild. Recycle, bicycle, don't you drive by yourself. Don't buy those plastic products on the supermarket shelf. Boycott, petition, let the big business know that if we mess it up here, there's nowhere else we can go. Don't shrug your shoulders, say, what can I do? Only one person can do that, and that person is you. Well, I truly enjoy Shel Silverstein, and I would like to share a silly but great poem with you called Twistable Turnable Man. He's the twistable, turnable, squeezable, pullable, stretchable, foldable man. He can crawl in your pocket or fit in your locket or screw himself into a 20-volt socket or stretch himself up to the steeple or taller or squeeze himself into a thimble or smaller. Yes, he can. Of course he can. He's the twistable, turnable, squeezable, pullable, stretchable, shrinkable man. And he lives in a passable life with his squeezable, lovable, kissable, huggable, pullable, tuggable wife. And they have two twistable kids who bend up the way what they did. And they turn and they stretch just as much as they can for this bendable, foldable, do what you're toldable, easily moldable, buy what you're soldable, washable, mendable, highly dependable, buyable, sellable, always available, bounceable, shakeable, almost unbreakable, twistable, turnable man. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the sky and a girl and a guy and the way they could kiss on a night like this. He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Trickster's insane, insane in the membrane. Back to the trickster.
I'm insane in the membrane. I'm crazy. I'm crashing up. Please, please, give me an Alka-Seltzer or a Fizzler. Give me some. I can't take this. I can't take this. Whoa! Oh, let me catch my penis. My breath. I'm scorched. I better go to the old front porch.
And now, a little duet for you.
Go home tonight or have his breakfast here.
Just call out some of the dawn. I'll see you.
tonight or have his breakfast here.
That was Tiny Tim on the old front porch. Blow winds and crack your cheeks. Rains blow, you cattle oxen, hurricanes. Chickstar's insane. Insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. I'm not insane, I'm told you I'm not. You are insane, Chickstar. Oh, shut up. Don't tell the king to shut up. I'm sorry, but you gotta shut up. I'm not gonna shut up. I am the king. I am what I am, what I am. Get lost. I don't know how to get out of here. Go that way. Thank you. Oh, boy, folks, I'll tell you, I can't take this. It's the same thing night and day, night and day.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun.
This is the Chickster. This is Chickster's Nest. I thank everybody here for listening to our program.
Well, folks, that's the end of our show. I want to thank everybody for listening to us on Chickster's Nest. This is the Chickster for Skid Row Studios. I want to thank Laramie Jeremy, our chief engineer, Jeremy Hansen, the founder, Una Moon. Thank you, Una. And the vaudeville team of April Hava Shankman, Adam Shankman, Austin Shankman. I want to thank Jared Whittam for his support. Thank you, folks. You're a wonderful audience, and I might be insane in the membrane, but I'm not forgetting about you. I love you, folks, and keep listening. I'll see you next Saturday for Chickster's Nest. I'm insane in the membrane!